Following his meeting with Mr. Mugabe, the South African president repeated his earlier assurances that negotiation between Zimbabwe's political parties are going well. On Tuesday, he said the talks were merely adjourned.
They will be adjourning shortly for a couple of days because they want to go back to Harare to go and consult with their principals about the work that's been done and then come back by the end of the week to resume the negotiations, but they are proceeding.
President Mbeki is evidently more concerned about progress in the talks than he concedes in public. Before flying to Harare, he met in Pretoria with the MDC's Morgan Tsvangirai. The talks stalled earlier this week after Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF negotiating team offered Tsvangirai a vice presidency in a proposed government of national unity. It was rejected by the MDC leader. Mr. Mugabe already has two vice presidents who are merely figureheads without any executive authority. Speaking earlier at a monetary policy meeting in Harare, the Zimbabwean leader said he is committed to achieving a negotiated outcome to the country's crisis.
We committed ourselves to a process of dialogue under the facilitation of President Mbeki, whom I expect today anyway. There is total commitment on the part of government and ZANU-PF, and I hope there is similar commitment on the part of the other parties.
But analysts have warned that Mr. Mugabe is determined to hang on to executive power. Tsvangirai believes that he should head a transitional government because he got most of the votes in the preliminary presidential race in May. His majority in that poll was not enough to avoid a runoff. Experts have warned that in addition to convincing Mr. Mugabe of the need for compromise, Mr. Mbeki will have to find a way of drawing in the security forces, particularly the Joint Operations Command, widely believed to be the real power in Zimbabwe. The Joint Operations Command is run by a senior party official, the various military commanders, the chiefs of police and prisons, and the country's senior intelligence official. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.